Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Vayera. It was the year 1936, and the great Torah giant, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, was visiting Berlin. He was asked by one of the leaders of the local Orthodox rabbinical seminar, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, later to become famous for his publication, Sri Deyesh, and his impact on the Jewish world. He was asked to come and address the aspiring, budding young rabbinic students, to inspire them, to give them some insight. It was Parshas Vayera, this week's Parsha. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked the boys a question. He pointed to the story in the Parsha where Avram and his wife Sarah come to Grar, the area of the Plishtim. And Avram tells his wife Sarah, "Say you're my sister, so that they won't kill me." She does that. She's taken to the house of Avimelech, the king, who wants this beautiful woman. And Hashem comes to Avimelech and says, "Release this woman. She's a married woman." In the morning, Avimelech comes to Avram and he says to him, "How come you said it's your sister? I wouldn't have taken her. She's a married woman." And Avram Avinu responds a very pivotal and almost perplexing answer. He says to Avimelech one sentence. He says, "Rak ein yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh." You should know, but only there is no fear of God. There's no Yiras Hashem in this place. V'haraguni al dvar ishti, and they would have killed me to take my wife. Rabbi Chanan asked the boys that the verbiage in the pasuk, the words, the phraseology is strange. What does it mean, rak ein Yiras Hashem? There's only no fear of God. It should just say, there is no fear of God here. And Rabbi Chanan said something so insightful and frightening. Rabbi Chanan said, Gerar, the Plishtim, were a society that had it all. Technology, science, the arts, success. They were considered the optimal society. However, says Rabbi Chanan, there was no Yiras Hashem. That's what it means, rocking Yiras Hashem. They have everything. The only thing they don't have is Yiras Hashem. Said Rabbi Chanan, it doesn't make a difference how inspired and enlightened this society is. The society of Gerar. But if there's no fear of God, there's no telling what they could do. They could end up killing a man to take his wife. Rabbi Chanan turned to the somewhat surprised and perplexed young Torah scholars and he said to them, take a look at the society that you're a part of. Germany in the 1930s had it all. The arts, the sciences, technology. It was considered a model society. Yet Rabbi Chanan said, Rak ein yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh. There is no fear of God in this place, and I fear what they're capable of doing. Many of the students perhaps didn't understand it immediately. But just a few years forward, those words of Rabbi Chanan echoed deeply in their hearts and minds. Look at Germany, this amazing society, a society that led the world in not being cruel to animals, in kindness to animals, yet it killed men, women, and children barbarically. Because rocking Yiras Hashem, if you don't have the moral compass, the fear of Hashem, the reverence of Hashem, you never know where you could end up. Let's understand that this Yiras Hashem is such an important component. Chazal teach us Yiras Hashem, Yotzar, the pasuk says, that Yiras, the receptacle, the thing that holds everything that we have is Yiras Hashem, is fear of Hashem. We could have so much success in our own lives, professionally, socially, financially. But unless we work on our Yiras Hashem, our fear of Hashem, nothing is a given that it will remain. It could come in one day and it can go in one day. But if a person has the otsar, a person has the receptacle, the vessel of Yiras Hashem, that keeps everything else intact. That keeps all these incredible talents and gifts from Hashem as part of our lives. Let's work on our Yiras Shamayim. Let's understand that it carries everything. It holds everything. It guarantees everything. And Amir Hashem, all the talents and all the amazing gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us will remain ours. Have a wonderful Shabbos.